This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Visiting U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have toured the Palace Museum, the Forbidden City in Beijing, accompanied by Chinese President Xi Jinping and his wife, Peng Liyuan. The Forbidden City, the former residence of China's imperial families during the Ming and Qing dynasties. Located in the center of Beijing, it's a national landmark and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. U.S. President Donald Trump arriving in Beijing earlier this Wednesday for a three-day state visit. Bilateral trade and the situation on the Korean Peninsula expected to top Trump's agenda. China, the third stop on Trump's 12-day tour of Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump has addressed the South Korean National Assembly, saying that his country wants peace through strength, saying the U.S. does not seek conflict or confrontation. In his 22-minute speech, Trump has told South Korean lawmakers that his administration is rebuilding the U.S. military, with billions of dollars to be spent on the newest military equipment. Trump also says the U.S. is committed to defending the U.S. and South Korea's common security and shared prosperity. Earlier in the day, bad weather forcing Trump to cancel an impromptu visit to the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea. The visit proposed by South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who reportedly convinced Trump to accompany him to the truce village at Panmunjom inside the DMZ. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang saying China is willing to join with Germany in promoting bilateral cooperation. Premier making the comments on a telephone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday. Li Keqiang saying China would like to maintain high-level exchanges with Germany and ensure a new round of China-Germany intergovernmental consultation is a success. Merkel saying Germany is willing to maintain high-level exchanges with China, strengthen communication and coordination, and get the preparations underway for the new round of intergovernmental consultations started as soon as possible. The Chinese Foreign Ministry suggesting a new dredging vessel unveiled by Chinese researchers reflects the country's technological development and should not raise international concerns. Chinese authorities launching the Tiankun, an advanced cutter suction dredger. Foreign media outlets have raised concerns and questions about the vessel, speculating that it could lead to more land reclamation in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry saying that the media and observers should be looking at China's technological development objectively instead of merely speculating. Health authorities in Hong Kong are calling on the public, especially the management of schools and institutions, to maintain strict hygiene. This comes amid a recent increase in the spread of acute gastroenteritis. As of Tuesday, three institutional outbreaks affecting some 20 people have been reported this week. The outbreaks taking place at kindergartens and childcare centers. Earlier outbreaks have also been reported since early October. AGE, an infection or irritation of the digestive system, and includes symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, and malaise. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced that it's raising the quota for non-state crude oil imports next year. The total quota for 2018 sit at 142 million tons, 55% higher than this year. The ministry saying that the quotas will be allocated in batches and that the volume could be adjusted in the process. China giving private refineries the green light to directly import crude oil in 2015 as the government tries to attract private capital into the largely monopolized sector. China, one of the world's largest oil buyers, over 60% of Chinese oil use stemming from imports. Chinese social media platform Sina Weibo reporting expectation-beating revenue growth through the third quarter, with the company reporting strong advertising, marketing, and user growth. Non-audited financial report from Sina shows the service raked in net revenues of $320 million U.S. through Q3, surging 81% year-on-year. Advertising and marketing remains the major revenue contributor, increasing 77% year-on-year to more than $275 million U.S. through the third quarter. In September, Weibo's monthly active users increased by about 79 million to reach 376 million, 92% of whom are mobile users. Weibo estimating that its net revenue in the fourth quarter could reach $365 million U.S. Typhoon Damre now officially leaving 89 dead with 18 others missing in central Vietnam. More than 170 people have also been hurt and over 2,000 homes destroyed. A number of crew members on cargo ships are also missing as the ships sank due to fierce winds and waves. The Vietnamese government dispatching 18 vessels for search and rescue activities in the waters. Typhoon making landfall early Saturday morning with winds of around 90 kilometers per hour. Damre has also caused damage to the city of Da Nang, which is hosting the APEC sessions this week. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.